Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into analog signal conditioning. Now, I know, sounds maybe a bit dry, technical stuff.
It can seem that way.
But honestly, stick with us. If you've ever thought about how, say, a sensor in a big factory sends good, reliable info back to a control room.
Yeah, or how delicate lab measurements avoid interference.
Exactly. You've basically bumped right into this. So, our mission today is to sort of unpack the main ideas of analog signal conditioning.
And look at the different gadgets involved, right?
Right. We're using info from AMELEC instruments. They specialize in this area, so we'll get a practical angle. Think of this as your quick guide to something surprisingly important.
And AMELEC's materials, they give a really nice breakdown of their different product types. It's a good way in.
Yeah, it helps understand how these analog signals, you know, the continuous electrical ones representing real-world data.
Temperature, pressure, that kind of thing.
How they're managed and, well, optimized in different systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so AMELEC kicks off with signal converters. The name kind of gives it away, changing one signal type to another.
It does, yeah. But it's often a bit more than just a straight swap.
Oh.
Well, the basic job is format conversion, like you said. Maybe voltage to current, something like that. But AMELEC points out they often do more. Crucial stuff, actually.
Like what?
Filtering and linearization.
Okay, filtering. Like noise canceling. Getting rid of electrical static or interference.
Exactly. That hiss could mess up your readings otherwise. And linearization. Well, some sensors, their output isn't a perfectly straight line as the thing they measure changes.
Right. It might curve a bit.
Precisely. So linearization just mathematically straightens that curve out, gives you a much more accurate, predictable reading, makes life easier down the line.
That makes total sense. You want a clean, predictable signal. Okay, next up, signal transmission. Sounds pretty straightforward, getting the signal from point A to point B.
That's the core of it, moving data reliably. And AMELEC uses a good example, mechanical equipment. Imagine a temperature sensor buried deep inside some machine. The signal transmitter is like the messenger.
Right.
It grabs that temperature reading, turns it into an electrical signal, and sends it off. Maybe to a panel meter for an operator to see.
Or computer for logging data.
Or computer, yeah, for analysis or control. And this reliable sending, it's absolutely critical, especially in like testing setups where the data has to be spot on.
Okay, so conversion makes it usable, transmission gets it there. Now, signal isolators.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's about keeping things separate.
That's exactly it. And it's crucial for a couple of reasons. Safety and preventing signal problems.
Safety how?
They provide what's called galvanic isolation, basically a complete electrical break between circuits.
A break? How do they pass the signal then?
Usually through transformers or obstacle isolators, light, basically. Think of like different electrical circuits are like separate plumbing systems.
Okay.
An isolator is like a guaranteed air gap between them. If there's a massive voltage surge, a fault in one system,
it can't jump across the gap.
Exactly. It protects the other side's sensitive electronics, computers, and crucially, people from dangerous voltages. It breaks that direct electrical path.
Wow. Okay. That's a big deal.
Huge. It also increases protection against smaller surges and spikes, too. AMELEC's ADG series, they mention, are good examples of these protective devices.
Got it. Safety and signal integrity. Very important. Now, trip amplifiers. Sounds like they do something when a signal hits a certain level.
You got it. A trip amplifier takes that analog signal, that varying voltage or current, and it converts it into a simple digital on-off signal. Its main job, like AMELEC describes, is to watch a physical value, maybe tank level, motor speed.
Uh-huh.
And if that value goes too high or too low outside the safe or desired limits you've set,
it trips.
It trips. It energizes or de-energizes a relay. And that relay is connected to something physical.
Like a valve or a warning light.
Exactly. A valve that might shut off flow, an actuator to move something, a siren, whatever's needed for control or safety. AMELEC mentions their ADT and AEC series for this kind of job. Critical control stuff.
So they're like automated watchdogs triggering actions. Okay, the picture's getting clear. Next, transducers. Hear this term a lot. Simple explanation.
Simplest, an energy converter.
Energy converter.
Yeah. Usually, as AMELEC implies, it's converting some form of energy into an electrical signal that electronics can work with.
Give me an example.
Think of a pressure sensor. It takes physical pressure, a force.
Right.
And turns it into a proportional voltage or current. Or a microphone takes sound waves, which are mechanical energy.
It makes an electrical signal.
Exactly. It's often that very first step. translating the real world into the language of electronics.
Okay, fundamental translation step. Then we have panel meters displays. These seem pretty obvious.
Yeah, this one's straightforward. They just show you the value of the signal.
Like a car speedometer, but for industrial signals.
Pretty much. Could be an old school analog needle gauge, or more likely now, a digital number display. It's the human interface, lets operators see what's happening.
Gotcha. And the last category here, arithmetic special units. Sounds a bit more complex.
Yeah, these are hardware units that actually do math on the signals, usually digital signals by this point.
Math? Like what?
Well, imagine you're measuring flow in three different pipes. An arithmetic unit could take those three signals and maybe add them up to give you a total flow, or calculate an average. Or something even more complex, they handle calculations beyond just basic conditioning.
Okay, so they do actual processing on the numbers. Right, so we've covered the main types Amalek talks about. Trip amplifiers, transducers, isolators, converters, displays, and these arithmetic units.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a toolkit.
And it really helps when Amalek lists the industries they work with. Puts it all in context.
Absolutely. When you see power and nuclear, utilities, chemical, pharma, other big process industries, it really drives home that this isn't just abstract tech. It's fundamental to keeping critical infrastructure safe, efficient, and, you know, compliant with regulations. These are high-stakes places.
Definitely. And they even highlight a few specific products, which helps make it concrete, like the ADG-231-HS, high-speed signal splitter isolator for safety applications, it says.
Right. And the ADT-132, a dual-output trip amplifier, also flagged for safety loops. That safety designation is important.
Because they're built tough, reliable.
Exactly. Designed and tested to meet stringent safety standards for when things absolutely cannot fail. Then there's the AEC-132, another trip amp, highlighting configurability. And the ADM-230X4, a four-channel isolator converter. Sounds like for more complex setups.
So these examples really show the principles we discussed in action. Splitting signals, isolating them, tripping relays.
Precisely. They bridge the gap between the concepts and the actual hardware doing the work.
So, stepping back.
Yeah.
It's clear, isn't it? Analog signal conditioning is just foundational.
Yeah.
It's this bedrock layer ensuring everything works accurately and safely in all sorts of industries and testing.
Absolutely. These devices, converters, transmitters, isolators, the whole lot, they're the essential links. They take those raw, messy, real-world signals.
Yeah.
And they clean them up, make them safe, translate them, make sure they're in the right format for the computers and control systems that depend on them.
Without this conditioning step, the data would just be unreliable.
Noisy.
Unreliable, noisy, potentially misleading, and in some cases, the lack of isolation could even be dangerous. It's utterly crucial.
Okay, let's wrap up this deep dive on analog signal conditioning then. We've seen how these specialized devices convert, transmit, isolate, and process signals.
Mm-hmm. All to make sure they're suitable for measurement, for control, for analysis, making sense of the physical world electronically.
So the key takeaway is really about preparing those raw signals, getting them ready.
Exactly, shaping them up for the job they need to do. And it may be a final thought to leave folks with. When you think about how critical these, you know, often invisible components are.
Yeah.
Enabling complex tech, ensuring safety in power plants, precision in labs. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other hidden, maybe seemingly basic technologies are out there quietly underpinning our modern world?
That's a great point. What other unsung heroes of engineering are making everything else possible? Definitely something to ponder.